Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, July 12th. I'm Trinanery for the Wall Street Journal. London's Heathrow Airport says it'll cap the number of passengers departing from the international hub to 100,000 a day until September, and has asked airlines to stop selling new tickets for the summer. The cap follows similar moves at other European airports as the industry grapples with a historic surge in summer travel and staffing shortages. Starbucks says it's closing 16 stores in the U.S. after workers reported incidents related to drug use and other disruptions in cafes. The company says it'll permanently close 6 stores, each in the Seattle and Los Angeles areas, 2 in Portland, Oregon, and single locations in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. by the end of the month. Workers at those locations will be transferred to other stores. And hedge fund manager William Ackman says he's winding up what would have been the largest ever special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC. In a letter to shareholders, he says he'll be returning $4 billion in capital after failing to find a deal target. SPACs typically have 2 years to do a deal, or they have to return the money to investors. And the deadline for Ackman's SPAC is coming up. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.